KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
ABC News is next here on KOMO News Radio. And then,
a major ruling in the fight for $30 car tabs. I'm Jeff Pogula with the latest from a King County judge.
Plus,
a statistics professor says the FAA's estimates on max crash probability were too low. I'm Charlie Harger with the story.
And Shannon with your weekend forecast. It's now 9 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Todd Ent. The House is expected to vote next Wednesday on two articles of impeachment against President Trump, who says Democrats are staging a baseless witch hunt.
These are bad people, they're sick people, and they're corrupt.
The House Judiciary Committee approved the articles with a vote along party lines. Well, the Supreme Court will have the final say on whether President Trump's financial records will stay private or not.
Depending on the Supreme Court's decision, the president may finally have to give congressional and local New York prosecutors his financial records and tax returns. The president and Treasury Department have fought months-long court battles keeping those records private. The lower courts have said the president must give them up. Supreme Court, now the court of last resort. It could decide the case by next summer.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. First Lady Melania Trump is weighing in for the first time since her husband mocked teen climate activist Greta Thunberg on Twitter after she was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Melania Trump's spokeswoman would only say this about the president's words. The president and First Lady often communicate differently, as most married couples do. The First Lady has been quick to object when people make comments about her own teenage son, Barron. Her spokeswoman telling CNN, this is different because Barron is not an activist who travels the globe giving speeches. He is a 13-year-old who wants and deserves privacy.
ABC's Kara Phillips in Washington. Police divers returned to the waters around New Zealand's volcanic White Island to search for the remaining two victims of an eruption that left at least 16 dead and dozens severely burned. Police believe one of the missing bodies was sighted in the water close to the island by rescue teams the day after the eruption. The location of the other body is not known. Facebook stock dropped almost 3% on word that the Federal Trade Commission may take action to prevent the site from integrating its messaging apps. The Dow added 3 points. The Nasdaq gained 17. This is ABC News.
Go ahead, Carl. I'm listening.
Talk dirty to me.
Staph, salmonella, E. coli, influenza.
Wait, not that kind of dirty.
Do you realize you just took me to the toilet and kept wiping in between tweets? No wonder 1 in 6 phones contain fecal matter.
Gross.
Whatever your hands touch, I touch. I'm covered in filth. It's enough to make both of us sick. Please, can you get me a phone soap?
Phone soap?
Phone soap safely kills 99.99% of all those germs with clinically proven UV light. It won't damage my screen like liquids or chemicals.
Good. Because you're all I've got.
That's so sweet, Carl.
Phone soap is trusted and used by healthcare professionals and hospitals. It fits phones of all sizes. Phone soap makes the perfect holiday gift. Go to phonesoap.com and use code HOHOHO to save 20% off and receive free shipping. That's phonesoap.com and use code HOHOHO. Go to phonesoap.com and use code HOHOHO to save 20% off today.
A grim discovery east of Phoenix, says ABC's Alex Stone.
After 2 weeks of searching, the sheriff in Gila County, Arizona, says a child's body has been found that's believed to be that of 6-year-old Willa Rawlings. Her family was in a military-style truck that tried to cross an overflowing creek in late November. Two of Willa's family members were also swept away and killed. An intense search has been underway for Willa, and while the body has not yet been positively identified, the sheriff believes Willa has been found. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Israel called its third general election in less than a year this week, and the political currents are shifting and not in favor of Israel's prime minister, who was recently charged on graft. Benjamin Netanyahu will remain the caretaker leader, but he's emerged weaker from the wrangling while his rival is on an upward trajectory.
The first polls of Israel's third election season spelling trouble for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. His Likud party trailing 3 to 6 seats behind that of his rival, General Benny Gantz's centrist party. The former IDF chief's popularity ratings also soaring, almost matching Netanyahu's. That's a first. Netanyahu's indictment on corruption charges appears to have taken its toll. He now faces new challenges in his Likud party and new legal questions about his eligibility to run for re-election. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
This is ABC News.
Como News Time now, 9:04. Time to check Como AAA traffic as we do every 10 minutes on the fours. And we check in again with Shane Cobain.
Well, State Patrol are very busy tonight, Ryan. They're working on a crash in Bothell on northbound 405 about a mile before I-5 at Alderwood that's blocking the right lane. So the backup starts at Highway 527 for that. That'll take you an extra 12 to 13 minutes to get through that backup. Southbound I-5 in Linwood before 44th West. An accident blocks the carpool lane. Luckily, just a rolling slowdown approaching that one for now. Down in Federal Way, two lanes are now closed on southbound 5 after 320th. Due to road work that's going to last until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, they could close a third lane by 10 o'clock this evening. And we have a crash on the Mercer Street exit on southbound I-5 that is being cleared as we speak by State Patrol. That's the South 5 end of the exit to Mercer Street. Your next Como traffic at 9:14.
All right, thanks a bunch for that, Shane. Appreciate it. Now let's check your forecast for the weekend with meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Well, hi, everybody. Heading into a Friday night with holiday and Christmas parties galore. It's beautiful out there. It's drying out pretty nicely. Just a few pop-up showers here and there. Otherwise, we're trying for drying as we head into this big December weekend. If you still need to grab the tree or string up the holiday lights, you're in luck because the weather will cooperate. It does start clearing out little by little, but we lose the little bit of warmth we do have. Temperatures over in the weekend days, especially by Sunday, struggling to even cross 40 degrees. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
And yes, you heard correctly. She said trying for drying. It's partly cloudy now in 42 in Tacoma, clouds in 44 in Everett, and we have cloudy skies and 46 degrees here in Seattle.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Como Nightside.
9:06 now at Como News. Good evening to you. I'm Ryan Harris in for Art Sanders. And I have the top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. A King County judge has dealt a blow to Tim Iman's fight for $30 car tabs. Como's Jeff Pogula has that story.
The judge denied Iman's request for outside counsel. The gubernatorial candidate has been accusing Attorney General Bob Ferguson of sabotaging the case by not doing his best to defend Initiative 976. Iman wanted the AG fired from the proceedings, but the judge denied that request. However, the judge granted intervener status to Iman and others, allowing them to become co-defendants in the case. In a statement, the AG's office says it's not surprised by the rulings. Tim Iman, though, says they came from a kangaroo court. 976 was passed by voters in November, but its constitutionality is being challenged, and the initiative has been put on hold while the courts consider the case. Jeff Pogula, Como News.
The state has been awarded $57.2 million. For delays on the Highway 99 tunnel. A jury found the delays were the contractor's fault and ordered Seattle Tunnel Partners to pay up. Construction on the tunnel was delayed for several years after the tunnel boring machine struck an 8-inch underground pipe, did quite a bit of damage to Old Bertha, and took, a few years almost for that to be repaired. You probably won't be seeing many e-scooters on sidewalks when they come to Seattle next year. The city published an environmental review this week, and that review proposes the scooters be limited to 15 miles per hour and barred from the sidewalks, but kept instead in the bike lanes. City of Seattle's been working on a pilot scooter program for months. The 3rd Avenue entrance of the King County Courthouse is scheduled to reopen Monday morning. The latest from Como's Bill O'Neill.
The order from presiding Judge James Rogers comes days after the King County Council voted to allocate emergency funding aimed at better securing the area. The judge ordered the entrance closed after hearing several reports of court employees and members of the public being assaulted nearby. In a statement, Judge Rogers says the county's next budget must include the full-time opening of the 4th Avenue entrance. He also calls for a constant police presence on 3rd Avenue during business hours. Bill O'Neill, Como News.
A 14-year-old student brought around 200 rounds of ammunition to Shorecrest High School earlier this week, and when Shoreline Police began to investigate, they got a judge to sign what's known as an extreme risk protection order, which allows them to search a home for guns and take them away. King County Sheriff Sergeant Ryan Abbott says they have no reason to believe any sort of school shooting was planned and no one's been charged with a crime.
And it made the most sense to go over and try to remove these guns just so that in case something was to happen, we would be able to put a stop to it before it even became a plan.
Abbott tells us they took several rifles and handguns from the home, which the parents did have locked in safes. Members of Congress were stunned to learn this week about the FAA's projection of 15 MAX crashes, 737 MAX crashes. crashes if the plane's flight control system wasn't fixed. Como's Charlie Harger tells us one professor thinks those estimates were too low.
Transportation Committee Chair Representative Peter DeFazio was visibly upset after the Wednesday hearing.
And I'm very disturbed that the head of safety came in to see me after that report was produced. He didn't mention it.
But MIT statistics professor Arnold Barnett tells Forbes he believes the risk was 24 times worse than the FAA's estimate. He says the FAA should have grounded the plane immediately after the first crash, and the MCAS system at the time was simply too complicated for certain pilots. Boeing is revamping the MCAS system, and the company and the FAA say safety is the top priority. Charlie Harger, Como News.
And if you do, or even if you don't have tickets in the Mega Millions lottery, if you don't, you kind of missed out, because it's $340 million, the estimated jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions drawing. Let me give you those numbers, and I will give them a second time, too. 17, 21, 29, 39, 56, and the Mega Ball was 22. Now, we're waiting to find out what exactly the jackpot is going to be, the final, and if there are any winners. We don't know yet, but check those tickets. And again, the winning numbers, 17, 21, 29, 39, 56, and the mega number, 22. As soon as we know if there's any winners and if there are any local winners, we'll let you know. Como News time now, 9:10. Time to head over to the Harley Exterior Sports Desk. Several unknowns as the Seahawks prepare to take on the Panthers this Sunday. More from Como's Bill Swartz.
The Hawks took flight this afternoon with questions about several starting players. Jadeveon Clowney's been sick all week. Michael Kendricks and Shaquille Griffin dealing with hamstring injuries. Sunday, Seattle plays the Carolina Panthers, a team without Cam Newton and a new interim head coach, Perry Fuel.
Just going to have to go in mostly like it's an early game in the season of a new staff kind of thing, you know, and new play callers, you know, the tendencies that you gather from other, you know, we have all season long. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean much, you know.
Pete Carroll's Seahawks can clinch an NFC playoff spot with a win or a loss by the Rams or Vikings. It's a high of 19 degrees in Green Bay, Wisconsin for Sunday's Packers-Bears game. So cold, the team is offering free hot chocolate or cider to fans during the game. A terrific volleyball season continues for the Washington Husky women, today defeating Kentucky in the NCAA Tournament Sweet 16. So the Volley Dogs play number one seed Baylor in Waco, Texas early tomorrow afternoon. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz on the home of the Huskies, Como News.
Court Furniture.